they're not on all cylinders and working through things, you guys defensively have come out of the gates playing really well. How surprising is that considering the change with scheme and all that?
I wasn't really too surprised on my part just because of how everybody came in here. Throughout the spring, we had a great attendance. You know, everybody was really adamant on being back, which is great for us, given the fact that we had a new coaching staff. And just to see how well the guys were able to kind of work together. The secondary did a fabulous job of coming together. You always see guys with their pens and pads, you know, taking excellent notes, asking questions, doing all the extra work. So when you see all the extra work being put in here, especially during training camp, and then to see all the success on Sunday from our secondary, I mean, it just speaks volumes to really just how they work, you know, them and our linebacking corps. So, I mean, I wasn't really too surprised by any of it.
Does it show that maybe this roster really was just best suited for a scheme like this?
Yeah, but that and, you know, just the way each player works well with their coaches. You know, our coaches do a great job of giving us, you know, intel on our opponents as well as getting us ready throughout the week. And you can certainly see how, you know, just the simple things from their fundamentals on tackling, you know, communicating, things like that, that we certainly need to be a really good defense. We're doing it, and it's paying off.
Jerry, speaking of preparation, you know, Bowles may not play. You know, that's kind of your matchup. How do you prepare? I mean, obviously you do film study on him in case he plays, but digging up tape on backups sometimes to get a feel for them is hard. I mean, have you been mining for tape this week? Or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we have all the tape we need, so whoever they're going to put back there to start, you know, we will be prepared. And then, you know, just going about their offense, we understand that it's still a high-powered O. You know, the quarterback's been putting up, I think, 6 passing touchdowns so far. And then on top of that, they have a really nice two-headed ground game. So we understand that, you know, it's going to be a tough task for us up front because, you know, they're coming in with the league's leading rushers, I should say, with that up front that they got for their O-line. So we understand that, you know, it's going to be a big physical game. So we certainly got to get ready for it.
I know third down's always a focus every week, but they're converting at almost 57%. I think they lead the league right now. It's only 2 games, but still in all, they're moving the sticks consistently. So do you look at their success rate and just say, well, it's circumstance or they're ahead in the game? Or, I mean, you have your numbers and all that stuff, but how do you guys kind of approach it as a group when you know a team is clicking like that?
You got to approach this group, you know, very carefully because you understand the quarterback, he's not playing like a young guy right now. He's playing as if he's a veteran. He's moving the offense well. So we understand that this is going to be a tough test for us because this is a high-octane offense. We got to really execute. All guys got to be really in tune to our game plan and really just don't fall off from last week, really. I mean, we understand that we brought a lot of energy on the road. We got to do that same thing here at home.
Put pressure on Samin a little more, what's the word? Kind of more important than any other. I mean, because he does make mistakes. If you put the pressure on him, he'll.
Yeah. I mean, he will, but, you know, right now we don't see that. Right now we're seeing a very poised guy in the pocket, getting the ball out of his hands very quickly. You know, his decision-making is fast, and his passes have been very, very precise. So we got to stand up front. You know, we got to figure out a way just to knock him off his mark, make him uneasy, get him uncomfortable, and then so that way we can go out there and have fun.